Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Craig Stattmiller bringing you this week's update. For those who may be new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. We proudly operate without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What that means is simple and powerful. Everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. That commitment has guided Camp Courageous from the very beginning, and it remains at the heart of who we are today. Camp Courageous is now in its 52nd year of serving campers. From our humble beginnings in the summer of 1974, when just 211 campers attended, we've grown into a year-round program serving nearly 10,000 campers each year. Camp Courageous stands today as a living tribute to the goodness, generosity, and commitment of so many people who believed in this mission and helped it grow. And for most Camp Courageous campers, coming to camp isn't just something they do, it's the highlight of their year. Camp is a place where memories are made, confidence is built, and every individual is valued exactly as they are. I want to take a moment to recognize something very important. This Saturday, February 21st, is National Caregivers Day. Now, who is a caregiver? A caregiver is the mom who hasn't slept through the night in 12 years because her son needs repositioning every few hours. It's the husband learning how to administer medication after his wife's stroke. It's the sister who advocates for her sibling. It's the adult child coordinating doctor appointments, therapy visits, and transportation for an aging parent. Caregivers provide medication management, personal care, emotional support, transportation, advocacy, and perhaps most importantly, steady, faithful love. They are nurses, chauffeurs, cooks, case managers, and often superheroes, without capes and without applause. National Caregivers Day was established in 2015 by the Providers Association for Home Health and Hospice Agencies as a way to formally recognize the millions of Americans who provide care to loved ones. The goal was simple: shine a light on the unseen work, the long days, and the sacrificial love that so often goes unnoticed. Caregivers deserve recognition because what they do sustains families, strengthens communities, and allows individuals with disabilities and medical challenges to live full and meaningful lives. At Camp Courageous, we see caregivers every single day. We see the exhaustion, we see the devotion, and we see the love. To every caregiver listening, please hear this. We see you, we appreciate you, and we are grateful for you. Thank you for the countless acts of service and love you provide. Camp Courageous exists in part to give you moments of rest and reassurance, knowing your loved one is safe, supported, and thriving. From all of us at camp, thank you. Now on to some exciting happenings. A huge thank you to Gary Kettleson and the great folks at Kettleson RV as Camp Courageous traveled to Hiawatha for the annual Kettleson RV Pancake Breakfast. This event is open to the public for free or donation. And let me tell you, pancakes taste even better when they help campers. And I've got to give a big shout out to Camp Courageous board member and longtime volunteer Jim Zimmerman. Jim was skillfully flipping pancakes like a short order chef on a mission, and he brought along his wife, Mary, his daughter, and his granddaughter to help. That's three generations serving camp. And Gary Kettleson, thank you for hosting this event year after year and providing a generous match to the donations collected. Gary and Kettleson RV, we are grateful for your partnership and your heart for campers. Travel program took campers to an Iowa Heartlanders hockey game at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Roaring crowds, plenty of food, and an exciting match that ended with a Heartlanders victory. There's nothing quite like watching our campers cheering, high-fiving, and soaking in the energy of a packed arena. I also had the privilege of visiting the Maquoketa Rotary Club. What a tremendous group of community supporters. Warm, friendly, engaged, and truly living out Rotary's motto of service above self. Thank you, Maquoketa Rotary, for being wonderful hosts and friends of camp. And for those in the Maquoketa area interested in learning more about Rotary, they meet noon every Wednesday at the Maquoketa Eagles Club. Our Camp to You program had another busy week as well. At the Village Community in West Branch, creativity, cookies, cup stacking, and fun were in full swing. Residents made adorable Valentine's Day cards, tackled high-energy minute-to-win-it challenges, and after some well-earned cooking stacking, they built an epic 100-cup tower that had everyone working together. Laughter may not burn calories officially, but I'm convinced it counts. In Monticello, the creativity and laughter continued with crafts, snacks, and joyful connection for all involved. Camp Courageous doesn't just wait for people to come to us. Sometimes we bring the fun right to them. Now, for this week's Camp Courageous Spotlight, our travel program director, Emily Berndt. Emily left the warm state of Texas 5 years ago to become a camp counselor here in Iowa, which tells you right away she has both courage and commitment. When asked if she could instantly master one skill, She said she would love to become fluent in any language of her choice. Well, we're pretty glad she's mastered the language of travel and the skill of adventure and great camper experiences. Emily has visited 12 different countries, including the smallest country in the world, Vatican City. Her favorite camp memory comes from Paris. Picture this, the Louvre Museum, a massive line to see the Mona Lisa, a camp travel group waiting patiently, and then suddenly a security guard notices the group and says, "I'll get your group right up front." The next thing she knew, they were practically nose to nose with one of the most famous paintings in the world. Emily, Camp Courageous is grateful for your sense of adventure and your servant heart for campers. Looking ahead, we have some exciting events coming up. Join us for the Cupid Shuffle Dance on Friday, February 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the warm confines of Durgan Pavilion. There will be music, dancing, fun photos, treats, and more. To RSVP or volunteer, visit campcourageous.org and click on events. Then circle March 17th for the Shamrock Shindig, including music, dancing, bowling, games, and fun. Again, RSVP at our website. To everyone who knows and supports Camp Courageous, thank you. We cannot create life-impacting experiences without you. Your generosity, your volunteer hours, your advocacy, your prayers, they make all of this possible. If you're interested in learning more about the many ways you can partner with Camp Courageous, visit our website. I would be glad to set up a personal tour. Come see the smiles, hear the laughter, experience the mission firsthand. And if you would like me to come visit your organization, civic group, church, or business to share more about the life-changing work happening at Camp Courageous, please reach out. I would love to connect. Until next time, thank you for supporting our campers and thank you for being a part of the Camp Courageous family. This is Craig Stadmiller wishing you a wonderful week ahead.